welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and I'm here, as usual, with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Good. I'm still getting over my high from doing the Alley Awards. It was an absolute blast.
It was really cool to be a part of that, for sure.
It was. We're going to have to do that year after year.
I know. I hope we can.
I hope it'll be at the Intercontinental Hotel every time, as my neighborhood's right behind there, so I could have as many drinks as I wanted to.
I know. You just walked home at the end of it. It was
a blast. Maybe stumbled home. So who do we have in the studio with us today? I feel like I'm the only person here with a face for radio. We have three lovely ladies, including yourself.
Thank you. Today we have the Party Girl Events with us with Tammy Wilson and Kathy Thompson, and they're here to talk about Party Girl Events with us.
Well, what is Party Girl Events? Tell us.
We are a full-service event planning company, and we work with brides and mitzvah clients and all kinds of social engagements, corporate.
So what is full-service? What's in that spectrum right there?
We take you from invitations or planning even your date of your event all the way through, getting your photographs after the event is over, 6 to 12 to, 4 months after. So we take you all the way through. We hold your hand through the process.
That's wonderful. You help them with finding their vendors and sorting out their budget and finalizing everything.
Yes.
It's good. You need someone like that.
Absolutely. Take all the stress out of it. You make it fun for them, right?
That's right. We try very hard, yeah.
So how did you guys get started with that? What was the concept? How did you come with the idea?
As a young child, my mom always entertained. She was an amazing entertainer. Dinner parties, cocktail parties, and I was always peeking around the corner to see what everybody was wearing and how the tablescape was and kind of the orchestration of an event. And so I had a love of it my whole life. So when I moved here to Georgia and got married and started a house of my own, I started entertaining immediately, cocktail parties, dinner parties, which grew into fabulous New Year's Eve parties and larger events. And friends started asking me, oh my gosh, can you help me with my son's wedding or my son's bar mitzvah? And it kind of started that way. And about 10 years ago, we created the Party Girl Events to help out friends and family, and then it's just grown.
That's great. Yeah. I can't imagine the first time you said, yes, I'll plan your mitzvah, and you're like...
it was overwhelming in the beginning, absolutely. Yeah. I had a lot to learn. I've done all kinds of different events now. I could, convert. I know everything.
So you're a jack of all trades, so you can do any kind of event now?
We do. We do mostly weddings and bar mitzvahs, but we also do tons of social, which would be your milestone birthdays, baby showers. Yeah. Corporate, we love corporate.
Anniversaries.
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything, and we love it. It keeps everything fresh and new and interesting, and we try to stay on trend.
What's the most interesting thing you guys have ever done for an event?
Oh, my gosh. The first thing that comes to my mind is this Bruce Springsteen-themed bar mitzvah that we did. And the funny thing is...
How does a 13-year-old really love Bruce Springsteen? How does that come about?
Because he is a family friend to the family. And so they knew him and Patty. And so it was great. We had a Bruce tribute singer for Cocktail Hour who was a little nervous because he, Patty and Bruce were invited. So he was going to be.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was a little nervous to sing in front of,
of course.
The boss.
The LDL.
Yeah. But it was great. We did the table names were album covers of Bruce. And I searched the city for vintage covers. And I've been to Wax and Facts too many times. And, and just eBay and just trying to find all the fun stuff for that one. It was great. It was a great event. But we've done so many fun, different, interesting events that, we love.
So what's your favorite kind of event to do? I know some people really love weddings and some people don't. So,
I can't pick because we do so many different things that I just look forward to the next month of events and they're all different. So I just love them all. Anything social and joyous, I love, it's just, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. What about you, Kathy?
Gosh, I like them all too. just because each of them is unique and we can kind of tailor it to make it unique to that individual. So anything we do is not cookie cutter. I hate to say that word.
Definitely.
But we try to make, we don't do every wedding the same. We don't do every bar mitzvah the same. Anniversary, we try to really connect with a client mm-hmm. and make the event unique to them.
So what's your favorite part about it?
Gosh, well, I am a logistics person.
Ah.
So it is my job, and I love to do this, is to go from start to finish on the best way to execute every aspect of the event, from, you know, a timeline for all of us to stay on, including the client, as well as the day of in particular. So everything runs hopefully flawlessly.
So
that's the goal.
Yeah. How
it's
often
important
does that
to
happen?
Have that.
Yeah. How often does it happen where everything runs flawlessly? Because I used to be in the video business, and our rule of thumb was if it could go wrong, it was going to.
Well, I would have to say that based on a lot of pre-planning, you minimize this.
Correct.
So you always have plan A, B, C, and D mm-hmm. already in your mind before you execute the event. So then mm-hmm. you always have a backup plan, so then you're not panicked and you're not scrambling. We want to be calm, cool, and collected during the event.
Not only that, our clients never know what's happening
exactly.
behind the scenes. They
exactly.
think that everything is perfect.
Exactly.
And they always, always come out of their event saying what a perfect event it was, because they don't know, and that's what
exactly.
they have us there for.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's
well,
our job.
Tammy, you must just love having Kathy on board.
Oh, my God, I love her.
She's a lifesaver.
She is. She's my right-hand woman. I love her.
How long have you guys been working together?
She's been with me now for 7 years, 8 years. It's been a long time.
It's like a
Maybe
family.
It is.
Mm-hmm. There's
it
three
is.
Of the girls, three of you girls that work together primarily, right?
Right. Right. Leanne is also with us, and she's mm-hmm. been with me for about 5 or 6 years now. I think it's six.
That's probably right.
Yeah. So we make a great team, and we love our little family that we have.
Yeah, I see you girls having a lot of fun with it, which
oh,
is
yeah.
great. And that shows through with the clients, too. They can see that you're going to have a lot of fun planning with you.
And right. And we're friends, which
yeah.
is, you know, it just makes our job even better. Is,
yeah.
is if we, you know, love each other as friends that mm-hmm. and we work so well together. So it's
well,
perfect.
You
it's
have
a
to
perfect
spend
team.
That much time together. So you, it,
yes,
it,
we
it's
do.
It's nice to be friends. You can have mimosas.
It helps.
Yabba-dabba-doo time
at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's right. We call
love
that our
I love it.
At the end of the day, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, no.
No sooner than that.
Exactly.
Sure.
Same here. Us radio hosts.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the name, Party Event?
Party Girl Events.
Yeah, Party Girl Events.
We, you know, it's funny because as I was doing all these neighborhood events and community mm-hmm. events, you know, if anybody was going to throw an event, they would say, oh, my God, you need to call the Party Girl. And so it kind of – I ran that name by a couple of friends first, and and they loved it. I added events onto the end. Cause
so
I,
you're not
you
just
know,
the Party Girl.
Exactly. So – but that's kind of how we came about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love your tagline, the party starts here. How'd you come up with it?
As we've always said, every smart and fabulous host or hostess of an event starts by calling their event planner. And so we've always said the party starts here.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, mm-hmm. we start with your date, your venue, and everything. And if they're smart, they'll call an event planner. And that's why we say.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Party Girl?
No.
No.
No, I have not.
It's my favorite.
It is?
It's got Parker Posey in it. And
oh, really?
It's,
her.
It's a great movie. You'll have to see it
I'll
now.
Have to check it out.
It's cute.
So how do you guys deal with, I know there's a lot of competition. How do you guys set yourself apart from the other party planning companies?
We kind of refer to ourselves as the event planning concierge service because we pretty much do everything for our clients. Every major and minor detail is taken care of. You know, like I said, from invitations to getting your photos at the end of your event, mm-hmm. We're at every single meeting with our client.
So they get printed photos at the end of their event?
Well, from their photographer.
Okay.
But we, you know, that's sometimes, you know, 4 months or 3 months
sometimes
after.
Hard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so we keep up with everything that's due after the event because it doesn't just stop right the day of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we make sure that we are there, like I said, through every meeting. We hold their hand through every process and every decision, and every contract is negotiated with our clients in mind. And we even do RSVP management,
mm-hmm.
which is all the RSVPs come to our office.
That's so nice.
Brides will love you for that,
yes.
because that's the biggest, most trying mm-hmm. aspect
it
of planning
an event.
Do you
guys write thank you cards also? Because that would be awesome.
We could add that. No.
Yeah.
We manage all their RSVPs, and we know, it's so funny because by the time the event comes, I know every single name of every single guest that's coming. Mm-hmm. And when Uncle Joe walks in the door, I'm like, oh my God, hey, Uncle Joe, how mm-hmm. is it? How's it going? Because we know that he has, you know, certain dietary restrictions, or he needs a steamer in the room, or, you know, every welcome box is packed, you know, for that guest and delivered. And we just love it. We love getting to know our guests
so
just as
much. Definitely.
That's a lot of detail. You get real. I do full comprehensive planning as well, but there are definitely aspects you've just talked about that I don't handle. So you are all in there.
Yeah. You know, accommodations and transportation and everything.
Every bridal appointment, hair trial.
Run through.
I mean, there isn't any appointment that we usually don't go
to. Right. That's how I am too with appointments, because you want to make sure that you know what they're expecting.
Absolutely.
And that everything is sorted the day of.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of logistics, we do, like, a couple of weeks before the event, we will do an entire logistical run through, driving the routes and figuring out if there's construction
or
timing on arriving on a Friday night at this particular restaurant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just something we're control freaks about. So,
you have to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In that regard, speak a little bit about your vendors, because I know your relationship with your vendors has to be really, really good, and has to be on point. They have to be on the same wavelength as you guys.
An event planner is only as good as their vendors. I mean, those people are so important to a company like this.
Yeah.
And we have such amazing vendors that we work with on a weekly and daily basis that we just keep, it's fun. We try to customize based on the mm-hmm. budget of the event and the theme, if there is one, or style of event. But we have our go-tos that we absolutely love working with, that we know will show up and do well and work with us. And plus the relationships, we love that.
Yeah.
We love our
important.
Vendors.
Mm-hmm. You have to maintain healthy relationships with all your vendors, because if one of them doesn't show up, it's going to reflect on
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I hear you guys have a special planning service, and I really want to know more about it, the proposal planning service.
Yes.
My girlfriend would kill me if I didn't ask.
Oh, that's so funny. We just started this not too long ago. We noticed, it's funny, you know, having high schoolers, you know, my kids would come home and say, oh my gosh, so-and-so asked her to the prom and he did it this way and it was so amazing. And so the kids have gotten really creative.
I know. They set the standards way too high.
Wow. They have. Absolutely.
Definitely, which is great for us.
Yeah. So we thought, you know, these guys that are asking their girls to marry them need to have something kind of, you know, the bar has been set higher. So the guys are getting smarter. They're calling event planners for this process, and we absolutely love it. We just love working with our in-love boys, you know, that want to do something. You know, they know their girlfriends are looking forward to something that is perfect, romantic, tailor-made for them. And
that's everything. It's everything.
Is. And how many times have we married women been asked, oh my God, how did he propose?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And they will get that question forever. So you want them to be able to tell a story that is perfect for them and romantic and fun. And, and you know, so we started that, and we absolutely love working on it. I'm working
cool.
on one right now.
I absolutely love that. And guys have to love that too. I know I just spent about probably 10 hours. I had my girlfriend's our anniversary, birthday, and she just graduated from college, all came on one. I had to think of something amazing to do, and it was so hard. But now I have an easy out. I can have the most romantic thing ever and have someone else do it. Guys, I hope my girlfriend's not listening. This is amazing. They all need to go out there and get this service.
Yeah, and we execute everything. So we make all your reservations. We take care of any photography, videography, transportation. I mean, we do it all. So you just really pretty much show up and ask the big question, and
that's
everything
awesome.
Around you is executed perfectly.
Cool.
So do you guys have a story behind that, a good one that you guys have done?
Oh, you know, we try to keep those under wraps just because.
That's
sometimes the guy probably wants to keep it a secret that he's had help. I've been married 11 years
And they don't
want to
give away any
year.
Of their secrets either.
That's right. That's right.
I've been married 11 years this year, but my husband could use a little help on his end.
Yeah, mine too. It's 22 years for us this year.
Oh,
so.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool.
So I know you guys work with some charities and some fundraising events.
Yeah. We
talk about that a little bit.
We try to do a couple every year just because we love them. We did a 10-year anniversary party for a book club last year that wanted to honor something in the book field. And so we partnered up with Books for Heroes, and the founder, George Scott, came to the event. We gathered over 2,000 books for him to send over to the troops and raise money at the event to send them over. So it was an all-white party, which I've been dying to do. it was great. And a lot of our services were donated by the fabulous vendors that we work with. And it was just great. It was we had some authors there. But we also do things like our Milton Eagles. We do their football fundraiser every year.
Okay.
And last year, the beloved Dick Clark passed away. So we did it in honor of him. We did an American Bandstand theme.
Cool.
So it was fun. I mean, we just we love helping our community and working for a great cause.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you find it challenging to do nonprofit events?
Just in the sense that, you know, budgetary concerns.
Yeah.
You would love to give the world, but you have to get everybody on board, and usually nonprofit doesn't have as much money to spend on their events. But we pull in all the stops. I mean, we just try to make everything happen for them.
And everybody steps up to the plate, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's where the relationships with the vendors really comes in handy.
Right, right.
You can reach to those people and say, look, let's do this together.
Yeah.
And it takes the burden off of each of you.
Definitely.
Is that something that you do, Kathy, is manage those relationships with the vendors and really stay in good contact with them?
Yes, that is key to me. Vendor relationships are absolutely important, and we appreciate them. So I stay in touch on a regular basis and really get to know. I mean, we know each other well.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I feel like I can get on the phone at any time and feel very comfortable calling them and talking about anything for a client, for a charitable thing, anything like that. So we want to nurture that relationship. And you know, kudos to all the amazing vendors that we work with.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you want to give any shout-outs to them?
We love Talk the Town Catering.
Right.
They have stepped up to the plate many times for us.
I've worked with them a lot.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
We love Chris and
Archer.
Georgina and Sandra. And
they're awesome. Yeah. We also, Let's Celebrate, we do a lot of work with them.
Mm-hmm. They do great balloon work.
They do.
Yeah, but they now, I mean, they design weddings and all kinds of different events for us. We work with them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm
that's fine.
Blank,
perfectly
but there's
fine.
There's so many others out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I
all
feel like I'm at the academy.
Guys,
Where's
thank
my list? So you know who you are. Thank you.
So do you guys have any upcoming events that you guys want to talk about that might want to get the word out? Maybe charitable events or?
Not any charitable events at the moment, but we are working on several, of course, proposals that I can't talk about.
Don't do it.
I know. As much as I'd love to.
But we're working on the Milton Eagle football fundraiser.
That's true. Yep. We are doing that. Actually, that and this fabulous wedding at a new venue called Gibbs Gardens.
And I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
It is beautiful, beautiful gardens that Mr. Gibbs has been working on for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just started doing weddings out there.
Wow.
As of January, we just started the planning process of pulling together all the logistics and everything. It's tented events out there, so there's no permanent structure. So
you've got
to bring in every single aspect. And so we're doing one of our first weddings out there, and it has been kitchen or anything?
Nothing.
But Talk of the Town has
the truck.
The mobile kitchen.
Yeah.
And, so we try to bring in catering that is self-sufficient pretty much. So, but everything is tented. It's absolutely gorgeous. They have a million daffodils blooming in March, and then every single month is a different bloom. So you never know kind of what's going to be popping up around the corner. It's fabulous.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Garden weddings are gorgeous.
So how do our listeners reach out to you guys and get in contact?
We have a great website, Party Girl Events. .com. And so if you want to email us at info@partygirlatlanta.com, you can reach us that way. You can also, our phone numbers are on there as well. So just give us a ring. We have a Facebook page and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram. And so we're all over the place. So,
well, thank you guys for coming on. It's been very enlightening.
Oh, thank you for having us.
I don't have to plan my proposal anymore.
That's right.
I know. I'm really excited about that.
We can take care of that for you.
That's great.
But yeah, this is another great show. Jessica, you did it again. She always brings the best guests on into the studio. I just stand here and look pretty. So
you do a good job of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just want to thank the Alley Awards for letting us be part of it. It was a great thing this weekend.
Do you have a favorite moment from the Alley Awards?
Ooh, I like Tim Lundy, but I know you got a little jittery with the Godfather event planning. So
yeah, Tony Conway won a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
And that was pretty incredible because he won the award and then he had to come to the table for his interview. And I told Kevin, I was like, I don't think he's going to come over here.
He's not going to come to the table.
I mean, come on, you know, and he starts coming. I was like,
she was booking it. She was running back. She's like, all right, we got to go.
it was
the most adorable part of the show.
I know. And then when he's sitting next to me, I'm like,
yeah,
just smiling at him. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I've met him a bunch of times, and it was great, though. It was really great.
It was a great event. Hopefully we'll get to go back, and hopefully we'll be doing more events with different event planners.
Yeah, so, I hope so.
Live radio.
It was very cool to wake up the next day to a handwritten letter from Tim Lundy, too.
It was handwritten?
Us. Well, no. I mean, a personal note.
A personal note. Who
does
carrier
that?
Pigeon. Tim Lundy does carrier pigeons, you know.
He could have. But that was very cool, too. So, to have him impressed with our service was very cool.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.